Sometimes the simplest actions can lead to the quickest connections. This has never been more relevant than now as we emerge from isolation, social distancing, and avoidance protection behaviors. How can we quickly connect when others seem so distant? Before you stress about connecting with others, try some quick connect steps first, like earbuds out. For me, earbuds might as well be like earrings. I wear them everywhere I go, especially here in New York City where I live and work. Whether I'm multitasking errands with business or personal phone calls, listening to my favorite music, or learning something new from a book on Audible, wherever I am, I'm really just in my head getting stuff done. But this urge to keep my mind on overdrive all the time does not allow for spontaneous connections when my earbuds are plugged in. There are a lot of people who do what I do too, because when my earbuds are out, I see them walking around New York, oblivious to others or talking to what appears to be themselves. The pitch challenge today: pop those earbuds out and keep your eyes and ears open to the world around you. Even if you don't connect with someone right away, start listening to other conversations, the birds chirping, or the sounds of the city. This exercise will make you more aware of others, and that's a great starting point to making connections. If you are new to a city, this is especially helpful to get to know the city, but even if you've been in the city for a long time, it's a good way to get reacquainted. When you are not talking on the phone with someone else or zoned into your own music, book, or podcast, you are also more receptive to others who may want to make a connection with you.